We've just been talking with two teens from the Andrew and Walter Young Teen Leadership Council, Ananda Blaylock and Travion King.
Definitely.
And now we're talking with Michael Supreme, who runs the Teen Leadership Council program.
Yes, ma'am.
At the Andrew and Walter Young YMCA.
Yes, ma'am.
Michael Supreme, I just want you to know, I was so blown away by the maturity and the participation of the young people that joined us.
Definitely, definitely.
And I wanted to share with everyone, what is it that the Teen Leadership Council does, and how do you promote this maturity in these young people?
Definitely. So the Teen Leaders Program at the historic Andrew and Walter Young Family YMCA, the idea, the brand is lead by example. And so for us, lead has two different meanings. One is learn, encourage, accomplish, and develop, right? And the other one is leadership, entrepreneurship, and art development. And so the idea is, as for me personally, I'm an impact coach. And so as an impact coach, I sit down with individuals and businesses, and I show them how to increase their income based off of their impact on the community. And so I've done that with everybody from two people that's a part of 2 Chainz's crew, to Justin Bieber's, Steve Harvey's Raw Vegan Chef, a slew of kidpreneurs. And the idea is understanding that whatever you do today is going to impact generations. And so when I sit down and work with our teens at our branch at the historic Andrew and Walter Young YMCA, we're literally getting their mind focused on understanding how you do anything is how you do everything. And so we have to understand that as teens, there's a certain brand that's associated with the term teens. And so when we move forward, the idea is helping them to understand that we are the people that's going to change the way people view teens. We're going to change the speed in which leaders are produced, and we're also going to change the way funds are raised for teens. And so it's a big deal. And so when you're helping people to understand that you're a part of the forefront of things, and then you understand the backs that you stand on, like we're at the historic Andrew and Walter Young Family YMCA. Ambassador Andrew Young was one of the 6 that led the civil rights movement with Dr. King. Dr. Walter Young was an original groundsman for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who helped fund a lot of the things in the civil rights movement. The room that we sit in at our YMCA is the Maya Angelou Performing Arts Center and Performing Arts Theater and Teen Center. And so that's just to name a few. And to know that the YMCA, the branch that we're at, the historic Andrew and Walter Young YMCA, you literally still have living legends that are members of this branch that come every day. And it's literally the first time in my life that I've seen the village coming together to raise kids, to help them become greater versions of themselves. And so it's a humbling experience, because when you understand that you don't do anything without first consulting God, right? You have to be a child of God in everything that you're doing, which means you have to ask first, Daddy, what is it that you want me to do? And when he calls you, you have to show up. And so when you show up and you continue to be in that posture, what happens is things like this happen. You get teens that understand that they desire greater in life. And if there's a little desire, just like in the Bible, it says faith without works is dead. So if you don't even have that mustard seed faith, you can't move forward. It's hard for you to move forward and do a lot of things for God to work through you. And it's the same thing with these teens. Like, if you don't have the smallest desire to transform your situation, because when you understand where we are, our YMCA sits on Camelton Road, and the poverty rate in that community is 32% greater than the state of Georgia twice in Fulton County combined. Like, you put 100 of our kids in a line, 67 of them stay with their mom. So seven of them stay with mom and dad. 67 of them stay with a single mother. 7 of them stay with a single dad. And the rest of them are with aunties, uncles, friends, family members, things like that. With those statistics, our kids aren't expected to win. But when you bring them in and you empower them to understand that there's greatness within you, like you were called here to do something great, all you have to do is get in alignment with it. And you consistently make sure that all of your program and all of your content focuses on that. Then what happens is they start to spread their own wings. They start to be themselves. They start to understand that they have an accountability, not just to themselves and their family, but to the generations that aren't even here yet. Because the challenge and call to action is, listen, what we do today is not for you. It's because one day you will have kids that will benefit from the things that you do.
I just want you to know, I mean, the only one time I didn't know where they were,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of panicked because, you know, these were the only people there.
Right.
They were helping the organizers download the chairs and break down the commemoration. You know, they ask respectfully for the other participants to make donations to the Teen Leadership Council.
Definitely.
And I was just blown away by the maturity of these very, very young people.
Right, right.
And I was like, wow, what are they doing, you know, at the Teen Leadership Council?
It's serving leadership.
At the YMCA.
Yeah.
So now the summer program has started. Mm-hmm. How can parents listening who want this same thing for their teens and young people, how can they get involved?
So anybody that wants to get involved, what our summer camp is doing this year, we created a camp called Be Creative, the Be Creative Summer Experience. And so it's focusing on leadership, entrepreneurship, and art development. And there's actually five different tracks of art development that we're focusing on: performing arts, cosmetic art, impact art, design art, and multimedia art. And all of these different tracks, we're teaching the kids trade skills so they can leave and utilize the things that they learned through the entrepreneurship piece to make money. And they could have that leadership on the backs of them so they can go forward and do the things they need to do at a young age with a level of confidence in it. And so all people would have to do is come to our branch at the historic Andrew and Walter Young YMCA. The address is 2220 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia. And when you all come, just say that you heard about this phenomenal camp, Be Creative, the Be Creative Summer Experience on WCLK, and the people at our front desk, and make sure they take care of you.
I am so thankful for what you are doing. It makes me feel like our future truly is bright when we have these wonderful young people who are learning to lead by example and who are constantly talking about not their future, but the future of their grandkids and their grandkids.
Yeah, because that's big. You know, the YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association. And so God has to be our foundation. And the wisest man to ever live was King Solomon. And one thing that King Solomon said is that a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children's children. That's three generations deep. And what we challenge our teens at our YMCA, the historic Andrew and Walter Young YMCA, to understand is it's not about three generations, it's about 10. Because the backs that we stand on at the YMCA that we're at, these people, literally, they paved the way for us to be where we are today.
I just want to thank you again. It's a wonderful program. I grew up at that Y.
Definitely.
And so it's so great when I go back and when I needed young people, I reached out to you guys and you came through, and I want to thank you so much for what you're doing and continue to do at the Andrew and Walter Family Y on Camelton Road.
Well,
thank you, Michael
Supreme.
We appreciate
you for the opportunity and the platform.